The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
All right, everyone, welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast, episode 198. A few quick announcements before we jump into this week's episode. If you haven't already, please be sure to leave a 5-star rating and review for the show wherever you're listening to it. It helps us go up in the rankings. It helps us to reach more people and spread this message all over the world. If you do leave a 5-star rating and review, make sure to send me an email with a screenshot of your submission, and I'll reply back by sending you a 30-minute training on how to find and analyze properties. So definitely look forward to hearing from you. My email is in the show notes, and you can send it to me through there. Also, another announcement, we just won a Plutus Award. The Plutus Award is an award for creators in different areas and different topics within business. And we won for the best real estate content. So appreciate you all. It would not be possible without your support, and hoping we can win some more awards in the coming year. The last announcement is related to today's episode. So if you are someone who is looking to buy your first or even your next property in 2024, I created a free guide that's outlining the steps to take to make that possible for you and get that first or next property. Like I said, it's a free guide and you can find it in the description of this episode. And my hope is that it can help you get started in the right direction. Today's episode is going to be all about how to do just that. Get your first or next property in 2024. So without further ado, let's get into it.
Hey everyone, my name is Sam and I'm an out-of-state investor. Thank you so much for tuning in. Before we get into this episode, make sure that you like this video and subscribe to the channel if you're on YouTube. If you're on the audio side, make sure you leave that 5-star rating and review. All right, so I've been investing since 2019. As I mentioned, I'm an out-of-state investor. And in this video, I'm going to walk through how to buy your first or even your next rental property in 2024. When I started 4 years ago, I did not have a lot of money. I had to get really resourceful. And most importantly, I needed a plan. So I'm hoping that in this video, everything we go through will help you get on the right track to start putting your plan together. All right, so let's jump right in. All right, so the first thing is you need to decide what kind of investor you want to be. Do you want to invest locally where you live, or do you want to invest out of state or maybe further out within your state? And there's a couple of questions that you really need to ask yourself as you're figuring this out. The first question is, are you comfortable owning a property that you can't easily get to? I live in California. I invest in Ohio. I personally haven't been out to see any of the properties in about 3 years. I'm comfortable with that because I have a team on the ground. I have people who can help me out with things, but everyone may not have that level of comfort. So you may want to consider investing locally or somewhere that's a lot closer to where you live. The other thing is, do you feel like you want to be able to see your property quickly, like drive over after work or on the weekends? That's something else that you want to consider as well. Maybe that'll cause you to invest locally or invest somewhere else that's a couple of hours away. The other thing is delegation. Are you someone who wants to do everything on your own, who wants to repair the property, do the maintenance and landscaping as some examples? Do you want to do that on your own, or do you want to pay someone to do it for you? Do you want to pay a property manager to take care of certain things, or are you a kind of person who is a DIY person? This is another factor that could help you decide if you want to invest locally or out of state. The other factor is, do you believe in your local market and the growth of it more so than a market that's out of your area, it's something else that you should consider as well. Okay. If you're someone who's interested in investing out of state and you are confident that you do not want to buy where you live, I'm hosting a workshop that's coming up on January 17th. It's going to be 4 weeks. We're going to talk about various aspects of investing out of state. If you're interested, go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop, or you can find the link in the description of this video. All right, let's jump right back into it. The next thing you need to decide is if you want to manage your properties on your own or if you want to use a property manager. Now, there are several questions you need to ask yourself to make this determination. Do you want to be the one tenants reach out to when they need repairs or they have questions or something is going wrong at the property? That's a question you need to ask yourself. Property managers typically charge between 8 and 10% of the gross rent for their fee to manage the property. So for example, if you are renting a property out for $1,000, you'll pay the property manager $100 a month to take care of everything. So they'll collect the rent, they'll coordinate repairs and a host of other things so that you don't have to do it. So one thing you need to figure out is, do you want to do that or do you want someone else to do that for a cost? Other things to consider. Do you want to be the one screening the tenants? Do you want to be the one coordinating the contractors for repairs? I personally self-manage, and I've been self-managing for almost 3 years long distance. I personally didn't have a great experience with my property manager, and I decided to try it on my own. Overall, it's been solid. It does come with its challenges, but once the units are occupied, the homes are in good condition, I really don't hear from the tenants very often. And so you have to figure out what you want to do. And the cool thing is, if you try one versus the other, you can always change your mind down the road. All right, here's the other thing. Do you want a turnkey property, aka a property that needs minimal or no work and is ready for someone to move in? Or do you want to buy a property that requires some level of rehab? Some things you want to consider when you're deciding which direction to go in is, do you want to manage contractors? Do you want to work with contractors and coordinate all these things to get the property up to standard? Is that something you want to do? Would you prefer to just have somebody move in, maybe do something small and go from there? Those are things you need to ask yourself to figure out which of these two directions you want to go in. The other thing, do you have the financing to pay for the rehab? It's very important. You're not going to rehab a property for free. So if you are planning to acquire a property that needs some rehab, you need to make sure you have a funding strategy for it, whatever that may be. I personally wouldn't recommend doing a large rehab on your first deal. As a growing investor, I think it's important to get base hits. You want to get on base, you want to get those wins and build your confidence on those first couple of deals, and then you can expand and take on more risk as you go on. So an example of a rehab that I think could be appropriate for somebody who is just starting out and is open to some work, things like paint, putting in new carpet, maybe even cabinets, light fixtures, just cosmetic things, not a situation where you need to open space up and tear the walls down and things like that. I wouldn't recommend that for your first deal. All right, the next one, single family homes versus multifamily homes. You need to decide which of these two you want to go with. I personally do single family homes, although I have nothing against multifamily homes. Single family is just how I started based on my situation at that time. So if you're looking to do a single family home, some things to consider. Do you want to rent out the entire house? Do you want to rent out the individual rooms? Do you want to live in one of the rooms and rent the other rooms out? These are all things that you need to consider. For multifamily, do you want to be responsible for the upkeep and the maintenance of multiple units? That's a question that you need to ask yourself. Do you want to deal with multiple tenants? Is another question you need to ask yourself. Now, with a multifamily property, let's say there are three units, it's probably going to be pretty rare for all of those units to be vacant at the same time. Whereas with a single family home, if you have a vacancy, then there's just no money coming in, provided that you rented out the entire house. Or if you have, let's say, two rooms and you rent one out, when that person is gone, you also don't have any rental income coming in. So these are all things that you need to weigh and figure out which direction you want to go. Again, neither is wrong. It's a matter of your comfort level and thinking about those factors that I mentioned. All right, the next step is financing. Many people end up using bank financing for their first property. And so the first step is to figure out what you can afford. If this is something that is brand new to you, the way that it works is that you would go to a local lender or perhaps even a credit union and get pre-qualified. When you get pre-qualified, you basically are able to see how much you might be able to afford based on your income, based on your debt to income ratio, things of that nature. And so that will be the first step to figure out what you can afford, because from there, you'll know what your budget is. Now, here is my encouragement to you. Let's say, for example, you are pre-qualified for $300,000. That does not mean you should get a mortgage for a property that costs $300,000. You need to make sure you can afford it, even if you plan to rent it out, even if you plan to house hack, so live in one room, rent the others out, or live in one unit, rent the others out. You need to make sure the mortgage is something that you independently can afford. So that's why I'm saying to you, you shouldn't necessarily buy at the top of your budget. You want to find a sweet spot that's still affordable for you. All right, up next, this is a secondary one to the financing. For those who want to invest locally, I'm going to list out some programs that you should look into to see if they make sense for you. So the first is the FHA loan. So the FHA loan allows you to put down as little as 3.5% on a 1-4 unit property. So you can purchase a single family home, you can purchase a multifamily property that will only cost you 3.5% down. Obviously, there's closing costs and all these things, but the down payment is pretty low. So that's the first thing that you should look into if you haven't already. The second is the FHA 203K loan. For those who want to do some rehab on your first or next deal, this is something to consider, because the cool thing is it includes the financing for the rehab and it all goes into the mortgage. So you have the cost of the property, and also you can put down as little as that 3.5%. And it also includes the cost of the rehab, and all of those things combined create the mortgage balance, if that makes sense. So let's say, for example, you purchased a property for $100,000. And it needed $80,000 of work, your mortgage will be based on that $180,000 price, if you will. That's a simple way of explaining it. So that's another program that you should look into. Next is the NACRA program. The NACRA program allows you to put down 0%. There's no closing costs or fees or anything like that. And there are a lot of requirements. I recommend heading to their website. And I think they have workshops where you can learn some more about the program, but that's something else to consider. And then also, I put up a video about this and an episode about this, which I'll link here, about Fannie Mae's new 5% down program for multifamily properties. So in this program, you're able to purchase multifamily properties for 5% down due to Fannie Mae's recent update in their policy. So another opportunity to get into multifamily properties. And as a bonus, something that I recommend looking into as well is down payment assistance programs. If you go to the link in the description, there's a link for a free down payment assistance guide that I have. So it provides down payment assistance programs to look into. And there's also a bonus that'll give you some additional programs that you can look into in your area. All right. So you've figured out the kind of investor you want to be. You figured out how much you can afford. You explored some programs. Now, the next thing is we're getting closer to finding deals, but the first person you'll need is a real estate agent. A real estate agent will help you find properties. They'll do the showings and viewings with you. They'll coordinate that. They'll pretty much guide you through the entire process of purchasing that property. So a couple of places you can find a real estate agent: Facebook is a good place, Facebook groups. That's where I found the agent that I currently work with. You can also look on Google. You can Google real estate agents in a particular city. You can look at their Google reviews. You can look at their Facebook reviews. Those are other ways that you can find those folks as well. All right, the last step is looking for deals. So the real estate agent that you find should set you up on automatic searches for homes in your criteria. So let's say you're looking for 2-unit properties that are no more than 300,000, they should set you up on a search so that you automatically receive new listings within that price range and criteria. And from there, you know, you can run the numbers, you can figure out what you want to look at, what you want to make an offer on, and all of those things. And obviously, we have the typical websites as well that you can look at, Zillow, Redfin, et cetera. However, your real estate agent should set you up within their portal that pulls from all of those places so you can look at those properties every single day. I recommend looking first thing in the morning after you, you know, do what you need to do, because you want to do your best to get ahead of the good opportunities, right? And so that will be my encouragement to you. If you want me to make a longer video explaining any of these things in further detail, just drop a comment below. Let me know what you think. And also, if you are looking to buy your first property or your next property in 2024, I created a free guide that's going to outline the steps for you. There's also worksheets so you can start putting your plan together. So just click the link in the description below and you can download that today. It just came out and I'm super excited to help you purchase your first or next property in 2024. All right. Hopefully that was helpful. Thank you all so much for watching. If you're on YouTube, make sure you like this video, subscribe to the channel, and share with a friend. If you're on the audio side, please leave that 5-star rating and review. Thank you all so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.